This is Radio Boston. I'm Doug Tribune.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Coming up, our regular Friday Week in Review. But first, let's hear about Marine Gunnery Sergeant Thomas Sullivan of Springfield, Massachusetts.
He was one of the four Marines shot dead yesterday in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Here's Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno speaking to reporters. This is courtesy of WWLP in Springfield.
What do you say to a mom or dad? Overseas, done a couple tours, comes back and one piece, thank God, and here down in Chattanooga, Tennessee, gets gunned down, assassinated.
The FBI is investigating whether the shooter, who was also killed, had ties to Islamist terrorist groups. Joining us now is Jill Kaufman, a reporter with New England Public Radio in Springfield. Thanks for joining us, Jill.
You're welcome, Doug.
Tell us what we know about Thomas Sullivan.
Well, as you and Anthony mentioned, he is a 40-year-old reservist with the Marines, the 4th Marine Division, and he grew up in the Hungry Hill neighborhood of Springfield. And like Boston, Springfield has a sizable Irish population, very much connected by neighborhood to neighborhood and somewhat pub to pub, not as much in the last generation. His family moved out to a suburb of Springfield about 8 years ago. His parents live in Hamden, which is pretty close to the Connecticut border, but also very close to Springfield itself by about 10 miles. It's more rural. It's suburban and a bit rural. At that family house today, where I was this morning, there were many cars and pickup trucks in the driveway, and local Hamden police chief Jeff Farnsworth was there with an officer. They called the Sullivan family last night to see if they could help out, and the Sullivans asked for privacy and asked that they pretty much station themselves outside the house for some time because they did not want media to knock on the door or even step on their property. Such was the case also, Doug, at the pub that Tom Sullivan's brother Joe owns in Springfield, closer to downtown. It's a popular, very popular Irish pub. A fellow who was there for lunch told me it's the kind of place, much like Doyle's in Jamaica Plain, where you can't find a parking spot on St. Patrick's Day. There was no family member there. They also they had a giant American flag hanging, almost blocking the entrance, just in tribute to Tom Sullivan. So that's the basics of what we know so far.
Jill, we just have about a minute left, but how are other people outside of the Sullivan family reacting to the shooting in Springfield?
From what we know, from what we've heard so far, there's a lot of neighbors who actually didn't know. They wondered what, we were doing outside the house. They didn't know it was Tommy Sullivan, as he's called by his family, who had been shot. As you know, around the state, by order of the governor, the flags are at half staff. So people are aware of this. We learned that, there are many Sullivans in Springfield, so people were showing up at the pub, or at least one gentleman showed up, trying to find out if this was the Sullivans whom he knew and who he had grown up with.
That's Jill Kaufman of New England Public Radio in Springfield talking about Sergeant Thomas Sullivan, who was among the four Marines killed yesterday in Tennessee. Thanks again, Jill.
You're welcome, Doug.